Hey, I am on the phone with Kjell. Is it Kjell Bjørgum?
Yep, Kjell Bjørgum, hardcore Norwegian.
You know, I was going to ask, is that Norwegian? Yeah, well, we're going to love you up here, Kjell.
Yeah, that's my stopping ground.
Have you played Fargo before?
I have not, no.
A hardcore Norwegian, and it's only your first time in Fargo?
Yeah, you would think I've been there before, but no, I actually grew up there. I left when I was in second grade, I think.
Wow, because you're living in the cities now, right?
Yep.
What part of the cities are you living in?
I'm in downtown Minneapolis, right by the former Metrodome.
Just a big pile of mess now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not really concerned about that. I had a stabbing outside my window last summer, so that's, it's not the most pleasant place to live, but...
Well, I'm sure that gives you a lot of material to draw off of, Kjell.
Yeah, your fear of life definitely keeps you, I imagine, gets you to write some material for sure.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, Kjell, you're going to love Prime Comedy. It just opened up, I think it was like around Valentine's Day it opened up. Me and my wife went in there. It's a nice little intimate club, and I think you're gonna love playing that.
Yeah, I've heard great things. Some of my friends have just performed there, and really loved it.
So we're going to hear a lot of Norwegian humor, Kjell?
You know, I talk about my name is such a, it's spelled K-J-E-L-L.
Right.
And so I know it's difficult, but I understand, like, you can't pronounce it, like, the first time, but, like, some people, like, one guy, I was waiting tables at Bubba Gum Shrimp Company, and I had my name tag, and he read it out, he's like, K-J-E-L-L, and he just kind of paused, and goes, is it couch? So I have no idea. I'm like, yeah, my first name is Couch.
Couch.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, the J-E-L-L part is completely silent, and it's pronounced out. Just whipped it in there out of nowhere.
Well.
So, yeah, it's a... People are surprised that I speak English.
So where have you waited tables?
Minneapolis here at the Mall of America and Santa Monica Pier. But I don't know. At the Mall of America. Have you been to the Mall of America?
Oh, yeah. Many, many, many times when the wife drags me, yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's free.
Yeah.
Have you ever waited tables before in your life?
No, you know, I've always had very long hair, especially when I was growing up. So, I mean, they'd always stick me in the back, you know, cooking at restaurants with a hairnet, and they would never let me out in public. But,
sure.
But I'm sure dealing with those people one-on-one can be a little frustrating sometimes.
You know, no, it's dealing with foreigners, like Europeans. They never, like, they always complain that we're Americans, that we're culturally insensitive and ignorant. They always say that about us.
Yeah.
But yeah, they come to the United States and they order up a $2 check and they don't tip anything because they didn't learn our custom. They tip 20%. Like, it's the one thing you need to learn. And like every day some pasty, gangly Brit would come in, you know, just, hello, lovely, lovely, yes. I'll have a fish and chips and Coke with no ice, please. And they never tip anything. And they never want ice in their Coke. And I think that is because their poop-stained marshmallow teeth are so frail and gummy that if an ice cube found its way in their mouth, it would just tear through it like soggy toilet paper.
Well, that's quite an image. That's quite an image, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to give him back somehow.
Yeah. So now you have a twin brother, don't you?
I do.
So is he anything like you? Does he do comedy? What's that like?
Yeah, we have a similar sense of humor. He has never been on stage before, but it's interesting because my parents didn't know that I was coming. They thought they were serious about my brother. So I somehow crashed my own birth, which is kind of interesting. But he comes out, and they're like, oh, this is great. Look at her. This is our boy. And the doctor, this is literally what the doctor said. The doctor said, wait, there's something more. Like I'm some beast or creature.
Right. Yeah, it's still coming.
Yeah, it's like, why did you say there's some afterbirth and it's taking human form? So it's nice to be the afterbirth of life.
So your twin is the actual kid and you're just the afterbirth. That's sad if that's how your parents look at you, Kjell. No wonder you turned out how you did.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm a stand-up comic. I need the attention, you know. I got some validation in my life.
You know, I also have to ask you, because you opened for Lewis Black at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, I toured with him for about a year on the Nothing Sacred tour.
Yeah. What is he like? Is he very, you know, intense and manic in real life, or how is he as a regular person? Do you ever go out and have a beer with him or anything?
It's funny because people always ask that, and I thought the same thing. I was curious what it was going to be like, and we were on a tour bus, so we spent a lot of time together. But he is really a sweet guy. Like he gets angry every now and again about certain, you know, issues that he's passionate about. But I really had fun with him, like just kind of talking and hanging out. He's a pretty relaxed kind of guy and just smart and just a sweet guy.
I'll bet. Yeah, yeah. I've always liked him too. And it's going to be great to have you in town tomorrow through Saturday, right? At Prime Comedy in the Hub.
You got it.
Right on. And, you know, they've got great food out there. If you ever have any food out there, if you want a recommendation, the mini pretzels with the beer cheese Gouda dip.
Ooh, that sounds fancy. The Gouda dip. I like the sound
yeah.
of that.
Oh, it was really good, yeah. So two shows, 7 and 9:30. Thank you so much for your time, Chell. Can't wait to see you. Prime Comedy tomorrow through Saturday.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Thanks so much, man.